Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 23. School start and end times in the Racine Unified School District will remain the same next year after several Board of Education members had questions about a proposal unveiled at a work session last night. The word that plans to change the times were being put on hold came in a message sent to parents this afternoon. District officials said the proposed changes would have allowed them to provide additional instructional time for students at professional development days for teachers and eliminate early release days. Board member Matt Hanser flat out said he could not support the changes.
This goes against every bit of educational research I've ever read. We start our youngest kids the latest, our oldest kids the earliest. And the National Sleep Foundation, education researchers for years have stated that that is way too early for our kids to be started. In 2001, when I walked into Case High School as a grad student with Cardinal Stritch University and saw a 7:10 start time, I almost fell on the floor.
Board Vice President Dennis Weiser suggested a list of options be presented. The proposal called for elementary schools to go from 9 a.m. till 4:11 p.m., 8 a.m. to 3:26 p.m. for middle schoolers, and 7 a.m. to 2:41 p.m. for the high schools. Former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is expected to appear in Kenosha next week to participate in the taping of a national cable TV program. Sanders will discuss trade issues in the aftermath of the presidential election with Chris Hayes, host of All In with Chris Hayes, a program that airs weeknights on MSNBC. The show is expected to be taped Monday at 2 p.m. at UAW Local 72 headquarters for that evening's broadcast and will include a panel discussion, according to State Representative Todd Onstat, who's been helping to coordinate arrangements. The show is seeking a studio audience but hopes to cap attendance at 200 or so, according to Onstat. The Racine Redevelopment Authority got updated on a handful of initiatives by City Development Director Amy Connolly. The 615 Marquette Street Case Plowworks building is at the point of a pre-development deal being worked out with General Capital Group of Fox Point, a due diligence period, according to Connolly. The request for proposal to get the RDA, an on-call real estate brokerage services firm, will start to take shape tomorrow, according to Connolly.
We will be going through a process of reviewing those and bringing back to the RDA a list. We may do interviews unless we find that there's just one candidate that's just above and beyond and there is no need for interviewing, but we will plan probably to bring back candidates in January for interviews, and then we can select a brokerage firm and go from there.
And power should be available by the end of this month at the West Racine Farmers Market site with what's called the Pedestal Project. The Racine Common Council meets in Committee of the Whole at 6 o'clock this evening prior to the regular business meeting at 7, and the agenda includes consideration of an ordinance change for Committee of the Whole meetings and the process to select the council president, mired in controversy the last time with Alderman Dennis Weiser elected to a second term, and discussion about an ordinance change to allow each member of the council to be an ex officio member of the three standing committees. 18 Wisconsin companies, including two from Kenosha, have been named finalists for the 2016 Marketplace Governors Awards, which will be doled out December 14th. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Andrea and Orendorf is a full-service accounting firm. It's a finalist in the category of outstanding large business. Moore & Associates among the finalists in the small business category. It provides corrections-based therapy and care for adults who are recovering from substance abuse, chemical addictions, and other abusive behaviors. There's more information about the awards program online at MarketplaceWisconsin.com. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
UW-Madison officials say too many professors are leaving and they hope pay raises will be enough to stop the bleeding. The Board of Regents will vote later this week on a 2% pay hike for professors and faculty members, which could be paid for by charging students more. The school is also considering raising out-of-state tuition for students by $4,000 over the next 2 years, added to the $32,000 currently to attend Madison. Milwaukee officials are moving forward with plans to build a downtown entertainment center next to the Bucks Future Arena. The city's plan commission approved the project yesterday. The center will be east of North 4th Street between West Highland and West Juneau Avenues. The project will be developed by the Bucks owners and could include a restaurant and a microbrewery. The full Milwaukee Council is expected to vote on the matter in January. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.